99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Man, relationships are so tough. It's 99.7 DJX. I mean, this is why we highlight these every single day. We always get, these questions from listeners and toss it out to you, group therapy. And we had a listener on Friday who had a son who's on a basketball team. She's been dating the coach for...
for over a year.
Over a year, yeah. Been in secret, though, because she wasn't sure about the relationship, wasn't sure about how it would affect her son on the team, you know?
And her ex-husband. Right. And, you know, and then what if it goes south? You know, is that going to be awkward for her son's role on the basketball team? Like, there are a lot of things. And so, but coach is wanting to be out in the open with it.
Yeah, he's done, like, living in secret. And I get that. I do. I get it. Before we dive into her update, because she did send us a message back last night, a comment from Samantha, I think, sums it up pretty good. She says, I think you follow wherever your heart leads you. If you think you could see a future with your son's coach, then I'd go public. It has to come out sometime. So good luck. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
she had to figure that out for herself.
I don't know. Well, and apparently she has, at least somewhat. Okay. She writes, you're right. I had to do a lot of soul searching to ask myself why I was wanting to hide everything. It's not fair to my boyfriend or my son to keep everything a secret. I was going back and forth over my son's and my happiness. Y'all brought up a lot of great points, and I was thinking to myself, if I continue dating my boyfriend, my son won't be coached by him much longer, so everything will work out. But if I break up with him, then what if my son suffers because my boyfriend retaliates and benches him?
Oh, boy. Then he wouldn't be a very good coach if he did that.
Right. His father would be so mad to know that I was the reason why he was benched. I was too in my head over this. Then I thought about my own happiness, and I realized the reason I started dating him in the first place. And that was to help my son get on the team.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's when I realized I didn't want to date him anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
My son is talented, and he would be stupid to bench him. So, I broke up with him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Thank you for helping me realize what I really wanted. I feel so free. Thank you.
Great. And thoughts and prayers to coach.
That was not
that was
what I thought was going
to
happen.
Expected
my gosh.
Wow. Like, I'm happy for her, but I mean, I really hope that she left out in her breakup speech to your boyfriend that, you know what, turns out I was only dating you to get my son on the team. I hope she left that out. I hope she left that out. Just like maybe went with a, it's not you, it's me thing or something. I don't know.
Man, but if you look back at the original comments on that entire situation, like there were a lot of people who were like, you know, if you're questioning it after a year and whatever, you know, you need to like break up. And like there were a lot of people who were suggesting that and she took them.
Yes. Ooh. Well, it came down to the fact that, you know, we did say you got to figure out your own feelings. And it really came down to she found the root of the relationship was just love for the son trying to get him on the team. It's now I'm thinking of Forrest Gump.
Oh, I just thought that too. Oh, my gosh. His mom had to get him into school somehow.
His mama must really care about basketball. Stop.
My gosh. All right. Well, thank you for... I do appreciate the update because, you know, we were all invested. And I go back to her last two sentences. Thank you for helping me realize what I really wanted. And I feel so free. So,
well, that's good. And also good for coach, even though he probably doesn't feel like that right now. He's going to be able to be free to find someone that wants to date him for the right reasons.
Right. I wonder how many coaches are listening who this has been a thing where they've had like moms or dads try to date them just to get their kid on the team.
Well, I don't know how many single coaches there are. And like a lot of people get into coaching because they have a kid.
They have a kid, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, we're going to tie this up with a little Mo. That's a case closed situation.
All right. Well, hey, we wish you well in your future endeavors.
Absolutely.
All right. That's group therapy.